Neighbors of a man shot to death on Madison's east side in November gathered at a church this week to ask a panel of police officials why the department isn't holding the police officer accountable. Tim Corson told the panel the investigation is obviously biased.
We have a situation with the Madison police officer killing an unarmed citizen and then the police department investigating and exonerating itself. How does this represent a fair and impartial process that serves the best interest of preserving public safety?
Kenosha resident Michael Bell has been asking the same question for the past 8 years. He started putting it up on billboards across the state after his unarmed 21-year-old son was killed by a police officer after a traffic stop. An internal investigation exonerated the officer. Bell's family won a $1 million lawsuit against the county and has used the money to campaign for reforms. Last week, Bell decided to stop the ad campaign and ask the statewide police union to support his efforts.
If there's a police shooting, that there be an independent monitor to watch the collection of evidence, and then they report on that. And these are things that are happening in other states.
The head of the police union, Jim Palmer, says he's glad what police considered an unfairly negative ad campaign will now stop, but he's not convinced yet his members will back any reforms.
Perhaps there is a common ground, but I told him that that's not the conversation that we were going to have at the tip of a sword.
Republican State Representative Gary Bies says he's ready to back a bill that would require all police agencies to use the same independent review process for police shootings. He's asked the Attorney General's office to help draft the bill. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.